distinguished members of the head table, excellences, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Geneva, those of you who are coming from far, and certainly looking forward to the interactive format that we have in this event and to its eventual outcome. Certainly, on behalf of the International Trade Center, I'd like to thank our colleagues from the World Trade Organization for organizing this event. And certainly, from our perspective, we believe that this workshop reflects the interest that we see in most of the developing countries that we're working in on this topic, which is most important for development, we believe. This seminar will give us a chance to better understand what still hinders rapid development of e-commerce international trade, and what actions should be taken to develop further the contribution of e-commerce to export-led economic growth. This is not a technical topic. It is about providing new alternative ways for business, including SMEs, to reach new markets and to join international supply chains, as mentioned by Harsh Singh previously. The internet in general, and e-commerce in particular, have provided an opportunity for developing country enterprises to overcome some of the logistical and geographical challenges that they face in terms of access to markets. Used well, e-commerce is a real development tool. It is an enabler. If, however, the right business environment is not provided by governments and e-commerce cannot flourish, it is a missed opportunity for exports and economic development. Over the last 20 years, the internet has grown to become a global trading platform. In 2012, business to consumers e-commerce sales grew by 20% to reach $1 trillion for the first time. But B2C is just the tip of the iceberg in e-commerce. The bulk of e-commerce takes place between companies, business to business. Many companies in developing countries that are integrated into global supply chains are engaged in B2B e-commerce. Moroccan suppliers to European car parts manufacturers, South African suppliers to North American retailers. E-commerce can boost sales of small and medium-sized businesses and reduce transaction costs. It cuts out the middleman and increases the competitiveness of exporting SMEs. The internet has created many opportunities in services trade as well. Microwork and freelance marketplace enables entrepreneurs in developing countries to bid for work they did not have access to before. For instance, in Bangladesh, and we have a colleague here from Bangladesh representing the project that we've been working with today, where ITC has been working with local IT and business process outsourcing industry, we have worked with them to expand the footprint in the global marketplace. These are high-end service opportunities. The impact of this growth in the knowledge economy is very important in terms of foreign currency generation, taxation, poverty alleviation, and in job creation for young workers. More needs to be done to exploit the potential of e-commerce as a development tool. Internet connectivity remains insufficient in many developing countries, especially when connection needs to be available 24/7. Online payment systems remain unavailable in many countries as the development of these have slowed down because of underdeveloped regulatory framework or currency controls. Furthermore, many SMEs in developing countries lack the skills and knowledge needed to engage in e-commerce, despite the B2B supply chain opportunities. More work needs to be done to change that and facilitate the participation of developing countries, particularly SMEs, in the internet economy. There is a clear case for support to develop an e-commerce in least developed countries, in developing countries, and in emerging economies together. Facilitating access to e-commerce opportunities in developing countries means that governments need to focus on improving the infrastructure, the business environments, specifically for the digital economy, and adjust the education system to get the population ready. There has, of course, been considerable progress in several fronts, such as telecommunications regulations have improved in most countries. The resulting increased competition and investment have led to lower prices and dramatically improved availability and quality of up-to-date telecommunication services. Infrastructure has also been built in some LDCs where a growing percentage of the population can now have access to the web. Online payment business systems, e-banking, e-procurement portals, mobile money, and government support dedicated to e-commerce have all been developed. But despite the increase in developing country connectivity, digital literacy remains highly fragmented and affordable broadband is far from universally available. Governments also need to create a more business-friendly framework so that cross-border purchases and shipping of goods can become more efficient and less costly. More work needs to be done to ensure security in online and mobile payments. Data privacy is another legitimate consumer concern. There is active intergovernmental discussion already underway in various bilateral, regional, and plurilateral fora about the possibility and the need for new trade-related disciplines or best practice regulatory principles in areas such as cross-border data flow, data privacy, and access to data storage infrastructure. There is much pressure from the private sector for progress to be made in these areas, in the absence of which the development of the international e-commerce may be unduly hampered. New disciplines in these areas are already being experimented with and are becoming more commonplace in e-commerce provision in bilateral and regional trade agreements. There can be no question, therefore, that the time has come to investigate these issues more deeply from a development perspective and to assess, in particular, the potential impact on developing countries' trading interests. ITC is not new to this work. Let me give you some examples of what ITC is doing to promote the development of e-commerce and harness its potential for development. In Morocco, we have upgraded the web portal of the Textile Industry Association, and we are in the process of doing the same for the Leather Industry Association within the framework of ITC's Enact program. This allows the associations to link potential buyers with local suppliers online. In Algeria, ITC web marketing and e-commerce capacity building portfolio has been developing across 7 cities to benefit more than 160 trainees, close to half of them women. This is done with the support of the Algerian Trade Promotion Organization, ALGEX, and the Women Entrepreneurs Association, SEVE. The Carpet Makers Association of Ganaria, for example, is among the 70% of participants who reported that their businesses had benefited directly from training within 6 months. In Bangladesh, as I said before, within the framework of the Netherlands Trust Fund program, which we have, ITC provided advisory services to web strategy to export-oriented SMEs from the local IT industry, with a focus on web advertisement, social media, and search engine optimization, as well as selling services to new markets. As a result of this work, beneficiaries have reported improved online visibility for their companies and landed new clients. In Fiji, ITC links rural producers with traders and exporters thanks to the innovative business matching platform, which combines mobile and web applications. We are currently working at connecting this system to the local mobile payment facility to cover and complete transaction cycle. Thanks to the financial support of the EU, ITC have deployed similar services in the Maldives, Liberia, and Benin. In Kenya, we use mobile money to reach suppliers of our Poor Communities and Trade Ethical Fashion Program. These are just a few examples of what we do, but what more can we do? We need more advanced technology solutions if developing countries are to pursue the trend to large-scale developments of e-business services across global markets. We need to apply open-source e-commerce software with support of innovative electronic payment and shipping solutions to leverage a higher volume of online transactions. We also need to support entrepreneurial services suppliers, including women and youth, so that we can access the global markets for online execution of services tasks and so support a higher level of innovation in their communities. Now, today's workshop, we know that the internet, more than anything else, defines a 21st century business environment. Today's workshop is a timely and most welcome opportunity to find ways in which the potential of e-commerce can be better harnessed towards the development, and ITC is pleased to make a contribution. Today's dialogue is designed to be interactive. It is essential that we focus on how governments, the private sector, and other stakeholders can cooperate to support the global development of a vibrant internet economy, extending its transformative efforts more evenly throughout the developing world. Ladies and gentlemen, we look forward to the outcome of this event and to really an intense dialogue today. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Francis. This helps to demonstrate the importance of creating the appropriate environment, the appropriate business environment for e-commerce to thrive. And though some countries have been doing quite well, there is a long way to go. And this seminar this morning and tomorrow will help us to solve some of those problems and learn from each other. This brings us to the end of the opening session, and I would like to thank our two speakers for their statements, and would now like to ask our four panelists participating in the first session to please take their seats here on the podium. I would also like to ask the audience to remain seated. Let me thank you again, and wish you an enjoyable workshop. Thank you.